Conference is on the top floor. You asked about the deceased's friends. There's no sign of Jake Harley, though he should have been back from vacation a couple of days ago. You can talk to his girlfriend if that's any use, Bryony McLean.
Might as well.
She's on Shetland. I'll get you on one of our regular planes tomorrow. The day after, I'll arrange for you to go to Bannock to talk to Willie Ford.
Bannock? That's the platform that's been closed down. Political hot potato.
It's why the demonstrators are here.
Why is it called Bannock?
Short for Bannockburn.
Mr. Mulholland, I am glad to see you.
Miss Kirkpatrick?
Well, we are leaving shortly.
So I've heard.
I hope we may meet again.
I am doubtful of that. To be honest with you, if what my inspector said was true...
We deny it utterly.
I'm sure, but if it is, it would always lie between.
What's done cannot be changed.
His study. He's taken his laptop. Was always tapping on it in here.
He's interested in Nazi Germany.
All things Second World War. It's his hobby. He's not in trouble, is he?
No.
I suffer from nerves. But there's not much we can do, is there? There from the day you're born. A little time bomb ticking. He complains when I send him to bed. And then he sleeps so sound, the alarm doesn't stir him, and I have to shake him awake every morning. He stays in his room with the curtains drawn and the lights on when it's bright sunlight outside. He doesn't look me in the eye when I talk to him. And the other day, he threw the butter dish at me across the kitchen into the wall behind my head. I've reached the end of my rope, and I'm not a quitter, Dr. Walter. I don't say that easy. I don't want you to think that...
Relax.
Luke, if you're feeling lonely with your new life...
What, you mean you'll...
No, I don't just offer to anyone. That said, you're not the only one and there will be others. But since I do it to please myself, I have the right to choose.
I'm ready.
What would you normally be doing?
Watching an interesting programme on television, if there was one.
No, I don't have a set. Sorry, they're expensive.
I can't go back there, Ginny. I've brought shame on her, on you, and Fiona. Oh, and in the kind of what a gang, my life's a ruin.
Are you having a bairn, Effie? Is that it? Tell me.
Oh, my bairn. I'll never see my bairn. It's dark. Ginny, it's all dark.
Oh, Effie, dear, I can't make sense of you. What are you saying?
I heard him cry, Ginny. I've looked again and my bairn will be hungered, but I can't find it. Oh, help me, Ginny, help me.
Hello. I'm Annie.
I'm Peggy.
Just to let you know, tea's at 6 and I'll give you a call then.
Am I sharing with you?
No, I'm in another room. There's only yourself in here, but you never know who's going to come in beside you. You're in for 3 months, I hear.
At least that.
Oh, you'll get used to it. I've been here for 5.
Isn't your baby adopted yet?
2 months ago. I'm only staying on till I get a job that suits me.
When the time comes, I'm going to keep my baby.
You think so? I haven't done anything wrong.
No one suggests otherwise, Minnie.
Just answer the man's questions and you'll be back in church in no time.
If you say so, Mistress Brash.
Now, Minnie, you were Judge Pearson's preferred company, were you not?
He appreciated my beauty.
Is that what he said?
Every time he came.
Was the judge a vigorous man?
No too bad, for his age. I had 2 gay ups for 1 gay doon, but that's quite usual.
To that end, did he avail himself, as it were...
Keep it simple, James.
As it were, of stimulation.
Stimulation?
Artificial aids to vigour.
No, not at all.
Don't lie, Minnie.
Well, nearly not.
Tell me a wee thing.
There was a white powder he took. He tried to get me, but I wouldn't.
Why didn't you tell me, Minnie?
I forgot.
I have to know everything that goes on, for your safety.
But he was a judge, and he said it was doctor's orders.
Did he now? Anything else?
It perked him up no end. We used to do a game, the judge and me. I would be the butterfly, he would chase, and pin me down.